This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1836, How to Hone in on Happiness in English.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection. With your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. When you want to express that you are happy, try a few new ways to say it, but make sure it's in the right context. Today, learn four new ways to express happiness in different situations in English. Hey, Michelle, how's it going? Are you happy to be on YouTube and the podcast today? By the way, guys, today's episode is on YouTube. So if you want to see our faces over there, go to YouTube.
Yes, I am elated to be here. I am stoked.
What a good word, Michelle. Elated and stoked. I love it. I love it.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes, guys, we are so excited to be here and we are so excited to be answering a listener question today. So, we are going to get into that today. Lindsay, are you super elated or stoked about anything, something that you're excited about?
I am stoked about planning a trip to Argentina. I'm going to be making a trip to Argentina sometime next year in 2022. It is 2022. Sometime this year or early next year. And we're going to do some hiking in Patagonia. And then, you know, I used to live in Buenos Aires. I lived there for like 3 or 4 months. So not too long, but going to go back to BA and Mendoza. It's going to be a fantastic trip. So I'm stoked about this trip to Argentina, Michelle.
Wow. How long do you think you want to go for?
I would like to go for a good couple of weeks, 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks, maybe. I mean, it's a huge country and it's so diverse. Imagine you get the city in BA, you get wine country on the western side, and then you get, you know, intense hiking, glaciers. It's such a diverse country. So I think we need at least 2 weeks. Yeah, I'm stoked about that.
You need time. Oh, I want to come. That's awesome. Maybe I'll get to go on a trip soon. That's so exciting. That's something to look forward to. Guys, we also want to send you to an episode 1154, which was, are you happy, sad, or both? How to express a bittersweet feeling. So that's kind of that in-between bittersweet feeling. Today, we're going to be talking about happiness.
I love that we did that episode because, guys, at All Ears English, we want to show you how to connect, right? Connection, not perfection, is our value. But the truth is that life, we said this before, Michelle, today, life happens in the middle, right? It's not always this extreme positive or negative, or sometimes you're not sure how you feel about things. And we're here to show you those nuances of English, right?
Exactly. All right. So this is a listener question. So before we get to the listener question, we also want to remind you to hit follow on your podcast player now and on YouTube. So I will wait.
Michelle's waiting, guys. TikTok, right? Go and hit follow. Yeah. If you prefer to listen to the podcast, then hit follow Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, whatever it is. But if you like to see us, you know, we try to put at least 2 episodes a week on YouTube. So go over and check it out on YouTube.
Absolutely. I love it. All right, Lindsay, do you want to read the listener's question?
Yes, I love it when we have a good listener question. Here it is. Hello, Lindsay, Michelle, Jessica, and Aubrey. That's our entire All Ears English team, guys. I just started learning English with All Ears English in 2022. Ah, it's a new listener, Michelle. This is fantastic.
Aw.
Currently, I've encountered these expressions. Be elated. He was elated by the news. Be stoked. I'm really stoked for the trip next month. These expressions seem to be nearly equal to be happy. What is the different nuance points compared to being happy? In the near future, I hope to join the live event in Japan again. Oh, guys, a couple of years ago, we had a live event in Tokyo. That was so great. I hope someday we can do that again.
I hope so, too. And this oh, my gosh. Well, first, sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say the question is from Yosuke. So thank you to Yosuke for the great question.
Thank you so much. And you know what? I also want to welcome this listener to, you know, this is a new listener. So thank you so much for joining us.
Yes.
We're happy to get to a question and a good question. Keep them coming. And we hope you enjoy Aller's English.
Yeah. Welcome, Yosuke. All right, Michelle, how are we going to attack this answer?
All right. So, you know, we talk a lot on this show about having the tools to describe a feeling in a nuanced way. Not always using words like happy, right?
Yeah.
So this is really, this episode is a very happy episode, and we're going to go into different words that you can use. We'll talk about the differences between them, how we feel about them, if we use them or not, who you might use them with.
Yes.
So that's what we're going to do. So should we start with elated?
Yes. All right. So elated is great. It means really happy, like very happy. I'd say, Michelle, it's like, well, I mean, it's, is it happier than happy, or is it just a more interesting way to say happy? That's a good question.
I think it's a little bit of just a more interesting way, but I think that being elated, like happiness can just be kind of like in general, but I think you're elated like about something.
Yeah, it's kind of more like a peak, right? Rather than just a steady happiness, it's like a peak in your happiness,
right?
Kind of, right?
Right. So happy can be kind of like both. It can be like, oh, I'm happy that you, you know, invited me. Or you could say I'm elated. But like, I don't think you're in general, like, I don't think you have a general state of being elated, right?
I see what you mean. Okay. So it's kind of like happy or content could be like a constant feeling of positive. You just feel good. Whereas elated is as a result of something. Is that what you mean? Like something that happened?
Right. And okay. I think happy can be both, but I think elated is more just like about a specific thing.
Got it. Got it. Okay. Here's an example sentence for our listeners. He was elated when his friend told him he was coming to stay with him for a month. Nice. Yeah. Good. Yeah. House guests.
Yeah. So that's elated. So now let's go to stoked, because this is another one that listener was asking about. So the nuance in this one is, I think it's a little bit younger sounding, maybe a little bit more like a little bit more slangy. What do you think?
Yeah. For some reason, this thing makes me think of a California surfer.
Yeah,
I'm
me too.
Stoked. Oh, yeah, this makes me think. But actually, for our open conversation club that we just did, we asked our students who attended, how are you feeling right now about being with Aller's English and speaking together? And one of the options was stoked, right? Are you feeling stoked? Oh. Or are you feeling, you know, that was on there. So guys, we do use it. Absolutely. It's just, it's a colorful phrase, right? It shows personality, and it could be a little young. I would agree. Yeah.
Yeah. I think elated. So if, you know, the listener was really asking about these two for starters, but elated sounds a little bit more. I'll use the word you use a lot, is like buttoned up. Like it sounds like I'm elated. Like it sounds like a little, oh, I'm elated. You know, we're stoked is like a little bit less formal.
Yeah, exactly. A little, yeah. Maybe a little more mature, elated could be, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. This next one is also very common. And it's very common. I hear this all the time these days. What is it, Michelle?
Okay. Thrilled.
I'm thrilled, right? She was thrilled when her friends threw her a surprise party. Michelle, can you think of anything recently that you've been thrilled about? Anything? There's got to be something good. Maybe Dan made something yummy, like your favorite meal or something. Anything?
I am thrilled that finally this weekend I am actually going to stay for one night in a hotel.
Woohoo! Oh, you love hotels. Yeah,
I do.
Shared that before. We know that. Fun.
To do a one night. That's kind of the best it's going to get right now, but I'm just excited.
That's fantastic.
I'm thrilled to do something a little bit different than my apartment.
Oh, that is the best. Just getting out, right? Getting out. Oh, totally. That's fantastic. I love it. I love it. So good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. What's the next one, Lindsay? We came up with a couple more.
The next one, also very common. I personally don't like this. I don't know why. I don't use it, but a lot of people do. So delighted, right? This means like, this is a little more formal. This is also something a parent might say about their child. Or like a professor, I remember for some reason. I don't know why. It's weird what you remember and what you don't, right? I remember in graduate school, we emailed our professor and we're like, oh, we're going to do this topic for our thesis. And she's like, I'm delighted you've chosen this topic, right? That is something that a professor would say because it's kind of professional, but it's friendly, right? Okay. Good context.
That's a good example. It is definitely like kind of professional, like a little, I feel like it's more on like the elated side. It's closer to that than like thrilled or stoked. Like, I'm so delighted you came to the party, or I don't know, it's just like very a little bit fancy.
It is a true connection skill to be able to mirror someone's enthusiasm in English. But to be able to do it, you need the right vocabulary and strategies. Lindsay and I show you how to do it in an episode coming up soon, which you don't want to miss. So make sure you hit follow on All Ears English. Just hit the follow button wherever you like to listen and we'll drop right into your listening queue.
Which is also, the next one is also a little bit fancy. So I put these ones in here kind of, I was thinking like that you might say that you don't really use them as much, because actually so what is the next one, Lindsay? Did I already say?
Actually, before we move on, I want to tell a little story about delighted real quick. Okay. Can I tell the story? This is funny. So
tell the story.
I have a little inside joke with someone where, you know, the movie Free Solo. So, you know, the guy who climbs up, what's that, that rock in Yosemite? It's the, I always forget the name of it, but it's that flat rock. It's super high and he climbs, Alex Honnold is the guy's name. He climbs up it with no ropes. Uh-huh. I've talked about this on the show before.
Yes,
Free soloing means you literally scale your way up a huge rock, like thousands of feet up, and you have no, if you fall, you die. And so he had this whole quest that, and he was being filmed and he practiced and studied the routes up the rock. It took him all day. It was like a 24-hour climb. He gets up to the top and the camera person's like, how do you feel? And he says, I'm delighted. I'm like, and we laugh. We like die. We're like, that makes no sense. That is totally like that response.
That's
makes
funny.
Zero sense for what you've just done. And so why is that funny, Michelle? Like, why does that make no sense in that context? He's sweating. He's bleeding. His hands are blistered. He's just risked his life for the last 24 hours up this rock. Why does that make no sense?
Well, I have a question. Did he use it to be funny or was he actually?
I think it was just like, he's just a quirky guy. He's just like,
Well, it's kind of just a mismatch, because delighted, I feel like delighted is like Lindsay, like what you said, oh, like I'm delighted you came to this party, or I'm delighted you decided to do this topic. Like it sounds like more of a like a indoors kind of word.
it's more collected. It's not something that you'd say after you run a marathon. It's not something you say when you're breathing heavy, you've just accomplished this huge feat, right? You're gonna say something a little more raw.
So it's a mismatch. So that is funny.
Anyways,
thanks for sharing that.
Yeah. So anyway, we can keep going. But, you know, these little stories are what's going to help you guys remember, right? That doesn't make any sense to say that word. He's just a quirky guy. Right. It's fine. He could say whatever he wants. He just did an amazing physical thing that very, very few people in the world can do, right? It just makes no sense in that context. So, yeah.
Right. Exactly. So, but the next one is like, it's like delighted. So it's pleased, right? So it's also like a little bit older or formal sounding, but it's very useful. Like, oh, I'd be really pleased if you could put those papers away. So also could be parent to a kid, professor. Also seems like more of a like an inside word.
This would also, if he had said I'm pleased and delighted that I made it to the top without any ropes and I risked my life,
way too formal.
It would make no sense. Is much more collected, right? It's much more in a place of like, it's tame. It's kind of a polite, tame way of saying you're happy. Right.
Right.
Yeah. Good stuff.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I mean, these words, you can see there are definitely nuances with these words. I mean, yes. Could I say happy for everything? Yes. But these give you some more options, right? More ideas of what you can say. So definitely look for examples of them, you know, maybe on the news or on YouTube or whatever it is. Listen in real life.
Yes.
Ask your friends. But should we do a role play?
Yeah, let's do a role play. Let's do it. I love this. So in this case, I just entered a raffle and you are with me, right? It looks like we're waiting for the results of the raffle, right, Michelle? Okay.
Yes. Okay, here we go. Lindsay, I really think you could win.
Oh, I'd be so stoked if I won.
For sure. I'd be thrilled for you. I think your family would be elated, too, because they would get to go on the trip with you.
Oh, for sure. That'd be awesome. You know, I'm so pleased that you came to this party with me.
Are you kidding? Are you kidding? I'm delighted to be here.
Awesome. So we've gone through the whole spectrum of, I guess, different types of
happy words.
Yeah, this really interesting episode because there are a lot of different, like, it's like the temperature of the situation is how you choose which word, right, you're going to use. So the first one I said, oh, I'd be so stoked if I won, meaning like I'd be stoked. Is again, we said this word's a little younger sounding, a little more slangy.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And then I said, I'd be thrilled for you.
Yeah. And then you also said, I think your family would be elated too. Again, a more interesting word than happy.
Yes. And you said, you know, I'm so pleased that you came to this party with me. Now, this might.
Yeah.
It might be too formal for
it,
like.
It might be too formal. Yeah.
Yeah. But we wanted to give you an example of it and just to give that idea of like, this is another option, but you might feel like this is too formal for you.
Exactly. Again, you know, I hope you guys are getting the sense of what we mean, because I think also delighted might be a little like slightly too formal for this context.
Yes.
Right. Two friends having a drink, waiting for the results of a raffle, getting excited. Right. But yeah, as I said before, a professor to their students or someone in kind of like a position of above other people, they may say that. I don't know. More an academic position, a more formal situation, they might say.
Right,
pleased
right,
or delighted.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. So I'm delighted to be here. I'd probably say more like I'm
happy.
Really happy to be here. I might just say happy. I mean, and that's okay too, guys. You know, just because we do episodes being like, well, here are 100 different ways to say, you know, happy, it doesn't mean that you can't say happy. Sometimes that's the most like natural sounding.
That's a very good point.
It does the job. So don't be afraid. Don't be afraid of happy.
That's a good point, Michelle. Don't be afraid of happy. You can come back to happy. It's waiting there for you anytime you want it. But what I would recommend is look for these words now that you've learned pleased, delighted, elated, and stoked. Look for these words and start to observe how and when native speakers are using them, right? Starts to say, oh, that was inappropriate in that moment. That's why that was funny. So what are some situations where delighted does make sense, right? And then you're going to start to feel when it's your moment to use it or not use it, right? Yeah.
That's a good point. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Well, this was fun, Lindsay. And thank you to our listener again. Thank you for being a new All Ears English listener in 2022. Bring your friends. Let them in on the secret. And we are just elated to have you.
Always. We're elated to have all of our listeners All Ears English and to be able to be here and focus together on connection, not perfection. Good stuff, Michelle. I'll see you in the next one.
Okay. Bye, Lindsay.
Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.